Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hayne Agatolt with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The current migrational crisis will destroy Europe. We would like to protect Europe, stated Viktor Orbán in Madrid before the European People Party's Congress. The Prime Minister added that a large part of Europe's population supports the Hungarian measures.
As soon as he arrived, reporters asked Viktor Orbán about Hungary's plans to handle the migration crisis. Croatian media was curious if Hungary is ready to open the border closure on the Croatian-Hungarian border.
It's impossible. We close the border and our suggestion is to send them back to Greece, not to transit them up to north to Austria or Germany. So the target is not just to avoid the invasion of the Hungarian border, but to turn them back. Otherwise, the Schengen will collapse.
The Prime Minister called the Schengen Convention as a value that we have to protect. About Hungarian steps, he said that Europe's population predominantly supports the measures. Viktor Orbán emphasized when replying to a question that we have to protect Europe.
First of all, I think what's going on is destroy Europe, and we would like to defend Europe. That's the first. The second is that we have international obligations. We signed international treaties. The treaties are clear, and we have to keep them. The continent, the European continent, is the continent of rule of law. If you don't keep the rule, the end is chaos. So we have to keep the regulation, which means the Schengen regulations.
Viktor Orbán met with Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić after today's sitting to talk about handling the migration crisis.
Hungary does not support propositions which include transportation of migrants through the closed border sections, said the government spokesperson. Zoltán Kovács talked in Budapest after the Croatian, Slovenian, Austrian and Hungarian police leaders met in Vienna. He added that they agreed that the quickest and most effective way to solve illegal immigration is through strengthening the Turkish and Greek borders and organizing international border patrol forces. Zoltán Kovács emphasized that Hungary's objective is still to prevent illegal and uncontrolled migration. As long as there is a war in Syria, tens and hundreds of thousands of migrants will come to Europe, said the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade after discussing the migrational crisis and the Syrian war with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Moscow. Peter Szijjártó emphasized that an agreement is needed between the transatlantic community and Russia, because that is what's needed to end the Syrian war and solve the migrational crisis.
The slower we reach peace in Syria, the more migrants will arrive to Europe. So it's in Hungary's and Europe's interest that Europe and the transatlantic community recognize that without European-American-Russian cooperation or a European-American-Russian agreement, the European migration crisis cannot be handled.
Bosch's manufacturer in Hotvan has increased their capacities with an investment of almost 3 billion forints, about 9.5 million euros. Starting now, the vehicle industry company will manufacture, among other things, gearbox and motor controls that are more economic in fuel use, instrument panels that are more comfortable and show more information, and new detector and radar systems. With the expansion, 50 new jobs were created. State Secretary of the Ministry of Economy, Balázs Rákosi, said that the German Bosch Group has given a clear sign that they are planning for the long term in Hungary.
It's our objective to quicken economic growth, to make Hungary a European production center in the interest of stability and to achieve full employment. To this end, Hungary's government is creating one of the continent's most competitive investment environments.
The official commemorations for the occasion of the national holiday, October 23rd, have commenced on the Technical University Rockport at the 56th Memorial. The Minister of Defense said that dangers threaten Hungarian national values today as they have before, referring to the migrational crisis.
A rádió felől jöttem ide, és akkor már próbálgatták az ágyút.
Maria took part in the 56th revolution from the very first day. She joined the revolutionaries at the Hungarian radio building, then moved on to the Corvin Square. A memorial plaque was placed in Corvin Square in memory of the 1944 Warsaw Uprising and the Polish-Hungarian relations in the 1956 revolution. Maria Wittner remembered that in 1944 Hungarian forces refused to point guns at Polish revolutionaries near Warsaw, and how in 1956 Polish students studying in Hungary at the time joined the Hungarian National Guard. The Polish ambassador said in his message that Hungarian and Polish history are similar. Both nations paid a high price for freedom. At the Technical University, where the revolution started, former revolutionaries remembered the events of 56. Peter Boros, former prime minister, said it's important that they remind us of all the things that led to the revolution. 1956 holds the nation's intellectual and moral strength. It holds the Hungarian nature and tolerates a lot, but never gets to final compromise, the nature that blazed upon the 23rd of October 1956, said the former prime minister. Minister of Defense István Simicsko said that we have to protect our national values today as well, as we did in 1956. While the country didn't receive help back then, today the Visegrad force have agreed to help Hungary in protecting its borders. We could feel a kind of solitude today encountering dangers, so it's always joyful when we see a few neighbors, the Visegrad countries, that they are helping us. There is solidarity. Even in today's big issue, this big danger, they have sympathy and actual help, he said. István Simicsko added that through history the Hungarian nation has always recognized troubles, has always signaled them towards Europe, and has always stood for the freedom.
Budapest has a new tourist attraction. The Matthias Church's renovated church bell and tower have officially been opened. Those who take on the climb can look down on the city from a 50-meter-high terrace in the Buda Castle. The site wasn't open to tourists until now.
This is the view from the reconstructed bell tower of the Matthias Church. Betrothal ceremonies, sunrise and sunset photo sessions, and tower runs on the 200 steps will be held here. The bells were renovated back in 2011. There was silence in the tower for 5 months. From here, the whole city can hear the bell. It felt great when people called us from the suburbs saying that they can hear the bell, said the manager of the museum. According to the tradition, the church was founded by Saint Stephen and it was rebuilt every century. Once it burned down another time, its tower fell down. It reached the current form at the end of the 19th century. In the 20th century, after the destructions of the World Wars, the acid rain caused severe damage in the limestone bricks. In the 1990s, an explosion caused damage as well. The most recent reconstruction of Hungary's likely most rebuilt church began in 26. In 2012, the church stewardship received 10 million forints from the city council for the reopening and technical reconstruction of the tower. From now, it's open for the public. This tower is such a great tourist attraction, nothing compares to it. However, since Friedrich Schulek redesigned and renovated it in 1894, only the privileged were allowed to see it, said the vicar of the Matthias Church. 15 people can be in the tower at once. With two guides, visitor groups will go around hourly. Visitor groups will go around hourly. They will enjoy the view from 47 meters high.
The Lego factory in Nyíregyháza is increasing its production capacity by building automatic warehouses and decoration and assembly operating units. The construction and launch of the two manufacturing units will mean that 200 new employees will be hired next to the 2,400 already working there. They've also decided that Lego will set up molding machinery in a rented factory space. To start production at the beginning of 2016, the company will need 150 more workers. The cost of the expansion may reach 50 million euros. Stick around for Russian news in a few minutes and don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow or catch us online. Thanks for watching and good night.